Marty, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Always glad when it's Wednesday morning.
That's exactly right. Wednesday is good. Hump day, middle of the week. Getting over the hump here in June as well. The 15th day of June. Where did June go?
Oh, yeah. I had no idea. Absolutely. What's happening this summer is going to be over and done with.
It got hot quickly, so it does feel like summer. And
right. We just have to stop and take a breath and enjoy each day because the snow will fly later in the year, and we just need to enjoy this hot weather.
Amen, and we'll all enjoy it this weekend, too, with Father's Day, with the taste and everything else going on around that. But you had a county council meeting last night that we need to get updated. We know the local option income tax has already been in place. It's been taken care of. Your role last night as a council was to just move it along the system. Tell us how everything went, and what is the next stop for what's happening?
Well, clearly, for those who might have been watching the meeting, you heard from almost every council member that we were not happy with the process. It wasn't that we didn't understand the need for public safety, but that this whole process where we did not even, the county council did not even have a work session. We didn't have these numbers for what people thought their budgets might be. They were presented at the meeting last night. You know, the whole point is, it's not for us to know, it's for the public to know. This is what
we're too stupid to figure that out, Marty.
I'm sorry?
We're too stupid to be able to understand what you guys need to do. We're just not, you know, we're just the lowly people who voted you guys in.
Oh, you're just the lowly people who get to pay this tax.
Exactly.
And along with everybody sitting there. And let me tell you what, the county council, many of them absolutely get it, and we were not happy, and we made it clear. This whole process was flawed. We did not all of us meet together as an income tax council. Now, you've heard me complain about that here speaking with you in the past. But let me tell you, the other council members were right on board saying this isn't right. This isn't the way we do it.
Marty, one of the things that is in the story in the Herald Times once again is they keep on talking that 30% of this money is going to go to the dispatch center, but they don't say anything about the existing money that the dispatch center already gets with the 911 money.
Right, which is an extra $700,000+. Now, when the city and the county, and if they give any money to the other fire departments, when they start looking at it, if they're saying, oh, we could really use some of that extra $700,000, then next year when they vote on the budget for central dispatch, they have to do that before July 1 of each year to say how much they're going to give to central dispatch, part of that might come off of there and not all go to central dispatch, because when they did make the presentation last night, and our sheriff's department, Captain Davis, did an excellent job. He had a PowerPoint to show us how many new road deputies he needed, and still won't get to the number that's being said that we need, but this is what they believe they could work with. And they also need an additional animal control officer. Now, somebody might say that's not public safety, but let me tell you what, if you've got an animal in your neighborhood that's coming after your kids, you're going to want to call animal control and say, somebody come and get this animal, it's dangerous. And we need to make certain that we have an animal control officer who can respond.
Marty, The one of the things that I've been a little bit bothered about through this whole process is that we know that there's going to be money to make up the quote shortfall for central dispatch, but I was under the impression, and clarify this if I'm incorrect, that basically all of this other monies to the tune of, what was it, $5 million, is all decided where it will go exclusively because they've got the biggest vote by the city, isn't it?
Right.
Or am I misunderstanding?
The biggest amount will go to the city, And let's go back to the very beginning of how all this came down, because I had some people from the courts who thought that I was saying last week that it was the courts that was pushing this through so quickly and didn't give us a chance for meetings and so forth. I don't know where they got that from.
I don't know where they got that from either. That was not what I understood.
I played that back. I listened to it again. I thought, what are they talking about? And I made it clear last night in public meeting. I said it right in front of the camera. Here is where angst is. We had a group of people, apparently from Central Dispatch, meeting with a bunch of lawyers, and they put this together, and they just started ramrodding it right through each one of these without allowing us to meet together as an income tax council. Once it was voted on by one group, by Ellisville, that we were saying, oh no, this is it. This is what we have to do. We have to do it before July 1. None of that was correct. We could have made adjustments, but, you know, divide and conquer. They made certain we didn't come together as a group so that we could come together, the elected officials, to say, here's what will work best. Or perhaps, maybe at least going into it, we didn't have to go for the entire $7 million. We could have started at least with something less than that. So that was the whole process that we, the county council, found much fault with. And it was clear I was not the only one, that just about every council member was complaining about that. But because the Central Dispatch folks put this thing together, saying they would get 30%, there it was. It was already in the amount that was voted on, and once it got started, there it was. So they made sure they got that part first. And then we say, okay, what's left is $5 million. Then from there is the opportunity to hand out part of these tax dollars, local tax dollars, to some of the fire departments that provide services out in the townships. The city does not have to do that at all. They don't have to give them a dime. If they do, it comes off of the top of that $5 million that's left. And then from there, whatever is left gets split up between the city and the county, Ellisville, Stidesville.
But the splitting up is what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Is there a... I have not gotten the impression that this splitting up is being decided by... It's supposed to be decided by the Income Tax Council, from what I'm reading in the newspaper. Is that correct, number one? And number two, is because the city has the majority vote, they could actually not give the county any money, from what I'm reading.
No. The legislation makes it clear how it gets split up, but I can see why it would be confusing, because the city council was asking questions about how it was determined, how the money would be distributed, and they were told everything in the world. It had to do with population. It had to do with assessed value. It had to do with tax rate. It wasn't any of that. It is tied to what is the footprint of your tax levy, that is, what you're charging for property taxes. So whatever the city charges for property taxes for a year, what the county does and what Ellisville does in Sandville, they add all of those together, and then it's whatever proportionate share. Like if the city charges more in property tax, then they will get that percentage more out of the income tax for this public safety. It's set up. It's not like as if they can change that at all.
Okay.
What can happen.
So the county is specifically going to get some of this money no matter what.
Right. Let me be clear. It's because they didn't put a dollar amount there or a percentage amount that could be considered for the different fire departments throughout the county, there will be no way for any of the other units to be able to budget, because how do we know what any given year the city council might determine to hand off to the fire departments? And even the fire departments won't be able to budget, because there's no given dollar amount or percent amount that's guaranteed to them. So that's what I tried to get included in that ordinance, and I was not successful at that. And a lot of that, I think, was because we were not allowed all of us to meet at the same time. We could have talked about why it would have been beneficial to everyone to have included it. And if everybody said, no, we don't like that idea, and moved on, well, then you tried. But the way it worked out, I just don't feel like anybody's voice was really allowed to be heard.
Marty Hawk is our guest this morning. The county councilwoman checks in. When does the money start coming out of her check? I think that's what everybody else wants to know.
So it passed, but it doesn't come into effect until October. That's the reason why I kept saying all this big thing, we have to do it before July 1. That is not correct. If we had done it by September 1, it would take place in October, and it's going to take place in October, even though we did it in June. So I don't know why they thought we had to do it quick. The money will start coming out of your paycheck in October. It will not, because that's when it will be effective, but it will not start being distributed for budgetary reasons until 2017.
So they'll collect it and then hang on to it and then distribute it after it.
Right. So, and that may very well be one of the reasons that maybe Central Dispatch is saying, because there's not going to be an immediate influx of dollars. The dollars won't all be there to make a really good distribution. That's the same as any kind of brand new tax. It always lags behind a little. Maybe that's the reason why there was a need to have this additional money for them to operate while they're waiting on this income tax to catch up and be available for distribution. I don't know, but I am certainly hoping that at the end of the day, after a year of this being in place, that they will remove those extra dollars from Central Dispatch if it is not sincerely needed. Because we the people that are paying this public safety tax need to make sure that every penny of it is going to the highest and best use and the most effective, cost-effective manner as well.
Marty, so citizens want to follow where this tax money is going. How are we going to be able to do that? It seems like to me that because so many different units are going to be potentially having their fingers in this money, how are we going to be able to follow how it's being used?
Well, absolutely, and that's a good point, and that's the reason why I wanted the budgets prepared and presented to the public well in advance before the county voted on whether or not to accept this tax. Of course, the vote last night meant absolutely nothing because it was already a done deal. So we could have all voted no. Maybe we should have. It would have made no difference because once the city passed it, it was passed. But what was presented last night was for 10 new road deputies and also some support staff there for the jail. But does that mean that's actually what will happen? Well, no, because then we had the courts ask for some bails and some security for the Curry building as well, where there's some court work there in the jury building. We also need additional security guards there in the corrections building, where we have hundreds of people, felons coming in.
Who's going to determine the priority rankings to get this money?
Right. Well, that'll be up to the county council. So when you start looking at all of the requests, and this doesn't even include that work release center that they had discussed, they don't have money, dollars ready to present to us, but it's already more than what we will be receiving. So if you said, okay, everything has been presented right now, if we consider that, there's nothing left for a work release center. So we have to, when all of the dollars are presented to us for budgets, then the county council will be the final deciding factor for the county's portion. And if our portion is right around, it's an estimate, maybe $2 million. It just depends on how much is given out to the fire departments. Then certainly I'll do my best to keep everybody apprised as to what's going on. I made it clear to some of the other council members last evening that if we say we're going to get 10 new road deputies, we need to make certain that's where the money actually goes once we vote on that, and not just to
open the door
and do that, like I've said before, the shell game, which made some people angry, but that's exactly what happened with the pass tax that we added on. We said it was for the juvenile facility, and actually all we did was we just took our juvenile expenses out of the county general fund, put it over into this new income tax fund, bring up all that money in the general fund, and then we spend it on other things. So, and that, I don't believe, is fair to the public unless we tell them that's what our plan is. So I've been assured by others that that is not the intent. And the sheriff department has said that even while they're saying they would like to have 10 new deputies, they're not saying they're going to go right out and hire 10 deputies all at once. They have to go through the whole process, and they're thinking perhaps maybe 5 the first year, and then maybe it'd be another 5 the following year, but give them enough time for recruitment and training and so forth.
That sounds sensible.
Well, it sure does. However, when we're through with this whole thing, we don't dare to budget for 10 deputies if people are saying, oh, no, we have to save money back for the work release center. We don't dare to hire 10 deputies and then say, well, now we don't have the money to make the payroll. So there's still a lot of questions to be answered, and they didn't even, did you see this in the paper at all, these budgets? No, because it wasn't even presented to the news. And who are we voting for? Are we just saying, well, we only care what we know, the county council? Or should we be making it clear, let's get that out there so the public can weigh in on this? I'm really disappointed in the whole process.
Oh, I can see why. And it's interesting to see how many people aren't disappointed in that process. We talked taxes plenty on this program. I spoke with Tim Mayer, the city councilman, yesterday. They were going to, as we saw in the paper yesterday, the city council in September gave a green light to changing in the allowed land use at a site for an assisted living facility. We saw that for people. They're trying to put this together, but the part of the article that caught my ear was, this is from yesterday's Herald Times. I'll give you the author here in a minute because I've got to scroll through it. City council members, and I know you're the county council, but you're the tax lady, so that's why I go to you with this. Members now must decide whether to approve a proposed agreement for payment in lieu of taxes under which the facility would pay the city up to $10,000 of any net cash balance it generates annually instead of paying property taxes. So you have this assisted living facility or the affordable senior living, I can't remember, affordable housing, 115 units in Bloomington. What is that? Where's the assessed value go in that? Or how, is that off the rolls too? How does that help us here locally?
Right. Just to give a little background.
Please
here,
do.
I believe that property was zoned for commercial development. And so if that underlying the ground should already have an assessed value sitting there on it.
Okay.
I don't know that there's any buildings on it now. I could think it's vacant ground, but I don't know that for certain. And so if you had a commercial development on there, then that assessed value would go in there in the pot to help relieve everybody else's property taxes and help us. Because remember, the higher your assessed value is, the lower your tax rate is. So because you've got more people helping to pay the taxes, and so each of us gets to pay a little bit less. That is, unless it's inside of a TIF, and that I don't know whether it's inside of a TIF. If it's inside of a TIF, any increase in tax revenue would go into that tax increment finance area. In this particular case, generally speaking, a pilot, that is a payment in lieu of taxes, is normally thought of to be like, for instance, with a public-owned utility ground, or there was thought that maybe at some point we could collect some pilot money from like the lake area or something, and that's generally to use those dollars for public safety, like fire, police, and so forth. However, if they're considering a pilot for this facility, one might assume that there must be some type of exemption or deduction that the facility they're building would qualify for, because it can't just happen with just any facility. So it must be something that that allows it to be qualified for. However, and if that is the case, the facility itself, and my assumption is they wouldn't just release all of this assessed value and not have them pay taxes on the ground, because that's already in place. But that we'd have to see. But one would believe that this way would happen. The county assessor would still assess it, just like they would, let's say, for a church or something. That
right.
would still have that gross assessed value. So whatever the total value is, it'd still be sitting there. But then from there, they reduce it by whatever the exemption or the deduction, however it is they're using it. So use a dollar amount, what you believe it would be worth if they didn't have the exemption or deduction. And then they will subtract that so that you'll get a net assessed value. And I know that may sound confusing, but it's just saying, well, we really would think that your property would be X, but we're not going to charge you X, so we're going to subtract that off, and we're not going to give credit to the other taxing units and put it in the pot at the total assessed value. We're going to come up with a net assessed value.
Why is that a good idea?
Well, I have not listened to the presentation, but the reason why they would do it, I assume, is that they feel like it's the city's way to provide low-income housing for seniors.
And the relief is on the other side.
At some way. So, but if they should get a full exemption, then that net assessed value, that's what's left after they've taken anything off for their exemptions, they could end up with a zero. So we wouldn't see, the entire county would not see any change in our net assessed value. We just would not see a decrease of it. Now, I also inquired at the state regarding the school referendum, because we know that even if, like, for instance, if the people inside of a TIF, when they're paying their taxes, they still have to pay that referendum dollar amount. They don't get out of that. Or any other person who has, let's say if you've got an old age exemption, you still have to pay that referendum on top of whatever your other exemptions are. So my question was of the state, what happens with referendum money? And so that would depend on whether or not the referendum is put together with a tax rate or a levy rate, which is not the same thing. In other words, if you said the tax rate per all assessed value is X for the rate, then if you don't have your assessed value higher, then the school referendum would end up not being able to collect money from there. However, if it is set on a revenue, if the referendum is based on a maximum levy, that's the maximum taxes they can collect, then a school's revenue would likely not be affected by this exemption, because everyone else would be paying, they would still get that same levy amount because everybody else would be paying it. So it just depends on whether or not the referendum is set up with a tax rate or a levy rate.